Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 8 of the Scummy Mummies podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. My name's Ellie Gibson.
And I am Helen Thorne. Hello darlings.
Hello, it's lovely to have you with us again. And it's lovely to have with us a guest we've had on before, but you know, she was so lovely, we thought we'd invite her back. It's not that we couldn't get anyone else. We want her to become a sort of regular, really. So hello, Jessie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me back.
You're very welcome. Now, for those who haven't heard the episode that you're on before, how would you like to be introduced? How would you describe yourself? About 5'4", ginger. And what do you do again for a living?
I'm a health visitor and a children's nurse.
And very a children's good. Nurse. So she has experience. She is learned.
That's right.
Oh, the car went past.
Someone's giving Jessie a little salute there outside in the road.
Toot.
So it's lovely to have Jessie with us again. And the theme of this episode is going to be basically boobs.
Boobies.
Boobies, bras, breastfeeding, all the bees.
Yeah, bangers, breast milk.
Yep. So men, please don't tune out. Or perhaps you're enjoying yourself already, I don't know.
I think quite a few men do enjoy a boob here and there.
They do.
That's it. Lady pillow.
Yeah.
Nine
Everybody
out of ten,
needs
isn't
a
now?
Bosom for yeah, a pillow.
That's right. So do join in. It will be a classy affair. We can promise that.
It will be. There's going to be lots of talk of you know, thanks for the memories, that sort of thing. It's going to be mainly a lot of jokes like that, so yeah. Sorry in advance. But before we get into all that, we've had quite an exciting couple of weeks, haven't we, Helen?
We are beaming with excitement and exhaustion. We did a live show, everybody. Two live shows.
Sell-out live shows, Helen. Sell-out live shows.
We did sell out. And we had a fantastic time, and we'd like to thank our wonderful audience who came along. But it was great fun.
Yeah, yeah. The stage show was basically, it's kind of a bit like the podcast, isn't it? But we do a bit more audience interaction, and we did some dancing and some singing.
We did, and we had costume changes, we had wigs, funny accents.
Yeah, bet you wish you were there now.
I know,
you?
It was a whole variety of hilarity. So we did Scummy Mummies Live, and of course, we'd like to do it again. So watch this space.
Yeah.
And it tested everybody's pelvic floor.
Oh, yes.
We did, yeah. Yeah, because Jessie, you were at the Saturday night show. What did you think of it? Give us a quick review now. Not to put you on the spot.
It was brilliant. It was really, really good fun.
Oh, excellent. She can stay.
That was quite sincere.
It was. Yeah, we did pick on you.
We did make you come on stage and do a handbag surprise on you, didn't we?
You did, yeah.
And you did not disappoint, Jessie.
No, there were some doozies in that bag. So, yeah, so we may see you, dear lovely listener, wherever you are in the world. We may come to you and do a live show. So, yeah. Yeah. Feel free to send requests. We'll come and do it for you, maybe.
Yeah, well, you make it sound like we're going to turn up in their living room.
With and that's a surprise.
A ghetto
surprise.
Blaster and all our wigs and just do the show. Maybe we will.
Maybe we will.
For the right
price. That's a business idea. Yeah. We'll do that on Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
We've got this idea for a Scummy Mummies show where we go to people's houses and drink their wine and talk about our flanges. What do you think, Duncan?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you've already cornered the market for that with your podcast, actually. I'm out. So so that's that, really. So let's go with the podcast, shall we?
Shall we do that? Yes, we shall. So coming up is current affairs.
Current affairs, current affairs, current
affairs. So... And, you know, a day doesn't go by that you don't hear about women and how good or bad they are as mothers. But as always, the Scummy Mummies have found an article in The Guardian.
Mm.
And this was dated on Tuesday the 12th of November. And this is an article about some research that's being done by Sheffield University. And they will pay 130 mothers in communities where breastfeeding is thought to be stigmatised to breastfeed their babies. So they will get vouchers, shopping vouchers, to breastfeed their babies for as long as 6 months. And, of course, there's been a flurry of controversy surrounding this initiative. So we thought we'd talk about it because, you know, breastfeeding is, you know, there's always an easy topic to talk about.
That's right. There's no sensitivity surrounding this at all.
No, really, no one really has an opinion.
Yeah,
no, we're all very supportive as mothers.
Yeah, so bearing that in mind, Jessie, what do you think?
Let's put you on the spot, Jessie, health visitor.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of concern about it because is this instead of actually providing actual breastfeeding support, which has been proven to be the most effective way of helping women to breastfeed.
So when you say breastfeeding support, do you mean counselling and clinics and that sort of...
Exactly, you know, that kind of thing. Or the most important bit is just those first couple of days when you get the one-to-one support by your midwife, either in hospital or at home, to start those initial feeds. If you can get it right in the first couple of days, then it makes it a much, much smoother journey. But the idea of paying women, it's never really been proven that this is an effective way to encourage any health behaviour, and there is a lot of concern about it. On the other hand, I kind of think, why not see what happens?
Well, this is based a lot on my own parenting, where I bribe my children to be good, so I can see how the parenting techniques that we've all established in 2013 are translating into research. It's like, here, have a lolly. Get in the car, I'll give you some Smarties. I am trivialising the issue, I'm sorry.
But no, yeah, I like it. I think, you know, because parenting is hard. I mean, no one knows that more than us. But parenting is hard, and there's lots of stuff you have to do that is tiresome or whatever. And, you know, I think this scheme should be extended to, you know, that you could set up a whole sort of Nectar Points type system where, for example, if you fish a poo out of the bath, you get a day at Alton Towers.
Yeah.
Something like that. Let's just take it to the next level.
Absolutely. I think more incentivisation for good parenting is not such a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every 50 times you read Where Spot, you get a bottle of wine. That'd be nice. I could get into it then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, on a serious note, my sort of problem with this idea is that I think I did breastfeed, but I feel kind of almost lucky that I was able to breastfeed because I know I've got friends who couldn't breastfeed. They found it too difficult. They weren't producing enough milk, whatever. And they were made to, like, I've seen women in tears because they've been made to feel like, because they can't do this, their child is going to, you know, basically grow up hideously deformed and mentally
deficient. Oh, absolutely,
yeah. You know, and that they're the worst people in the world and that they're very selfish and it's all their fault. And I've seen women really upset. And I feel like, doesn't this reinforce, you know, how are the women who want the shopping vouchers and want to breastfeed but can't physically do it, how is this going to make them feel?
Like a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sheffield University.
I think it is such a difficult subject, and I think so many people feel really judged and really vilified if they're not breastfeeding for whatever reason. And it isn't, you know, it is a skill. It isn't something that comes easily to everybody, and lots of people choose not to for very valid reasons, or, as you say, are unable to.
But then again, Jessie, does that mean we should have better support? Is that the answer? Or I don't know.
I think better support is definitely a part of it, but there's also there's a culture of whether breastfeeding is acceptable. And, you know, everyone will have had a story of a time where they were made to feel uncomfortable breastfeeding in public, or they were asked to go and breastfeed in a toilet. And I think culturally it still isn't that accepted, and people do feel uncomfortable by seeing women getting their boobs out to feed their babies, which is a very normal thing to do.
But it is sad, I think, when other mothers are unsupportive of mothers' choices to breastfeed or not breastfeed. And I think that's when it's really sad. Then people should feel that they can make a choice without the judgment and the stigmatisation, because I think that's really hard. But we need to not be assholes to each other. I mean that sincerely.
Yeah. That's a good life skill. Yeah. I say that to Charlie every day, to be honest, as a general,
I think I should cross-stitch that into into a nice sign. But it is very difficult. There's great health benefits to breastfeeding, but it is not the be-all to end-all, and your child is not going to end up living in a zoo.
No.
And that's my research. I found that my friends,
I think that's very valid research,
bottle fed their children, they're okay. It's all right. Some of them are quite nice.
You know, let's not dismiss the fact that formula feeding does have some benefits to women. They can have time away from their child, their baby, if they need to. They can get other people in the family involved in feeding their child. And obviously you can still do that if you're breastfeeding. It doesn't mean that because you breastfeed, your husband or your mother-in-law can't get involved with their baby, but it's a different relationship. And I think you can't ignore those aspects.
Well, that was a very reasoned, nice response. Almost slightly disappointing in that regard. I think it was something controversial or offensive, but that's fine.
It's always the start of the study that people get kind of a bit arsy about, but it'd be really interesting to see what the results are and whether this has had any kind of impact and what the mothers actually feel like as well. Maybe they'll get more support through this scheme rather than just the shopping vouchers, and that's what the ultimate aim should be, is that there are more support for mothers considering how much services are being cut.
Well, I think this is a point, and I've spoken to some colleagues about it, and you know, already breastfeeding services have been cut in recent years, and we have already started seeing that breastfeeding rates are slightly dropping.
Yeah.
Even in areas where it has been well established. And I think, you know, one of my colleagues said, well, if you put as much money into marketing breastfeeding as the formula milk companies market their products, then you would get more people breastfeeding.
Mm.
Well, no, I think we've currented that affair right the way up.
Yeah, that has been affaired.
So let's move on.
Anyway, if there's anyone who wants to just give us shopping vouchers, do send them in.
Yeah, for me, White Company.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
That's what I prefer, but just saying there.
I'm an M&S girl, but you know, that's just me.
Jessie, what kind of vouchers would you like, people? As if anyone is going to send
vouchers. Any
Poundland.
If you're listening, Bagel Company, I don't know, who?
Quick Fit.
Yeah, probably.
Decathlon. Yeah, we're not picky, as you can tell.
Obviously Bowden, yes, the great little trading company, because we can't actually afford to buy anything from those shops.
I just like having the magazines on my table.
That's it. Yeah, that's
my
it.
Children use them to cut up and do crafts.
Oh, Bowden craft. Oh, how nice.
So let's move on. Let's move on to a new section. We've had a bit of debate about what to call this. I want to call it Boob Chat.
Helen, Boob Chat.
What do you want to call it?
I was going for something a bit more punchy, Ellie. Talk.
But I think what we should do is, because we are going to make up a theme tune as well. Jessie, you can choose what you'd like to call this section, and then accordingly make up an appropriate theme tune. Go.
Boob Chat. Very nice. Very nice.
That wasn't a theme tune. That was like an offensive phone call.
What about something like Boob Chat, Boob Chat?
I think you're going to get sued by the makers of moonpig.com.
I know, that's what I was going to say. I'm going to do a spontaneous game. All right, Jessie. So close your eyes.
Okay.
This is called Hands or Tits. Hands or Tits. Ready?
She made for your eyes.
Okay, I was going to do... All right. Hands or Tits.
Hands.
Go again. Hands or tits? Oh, that was actually my buttocks. It's a trick question.
Play along at home, really. It's a great game to do in the dark.
Yeah.
So it's time. We're going to talk about boobs. I better get a new bra. Get the ladies out. Get them dressed properly.
So tell us about your trip to the boob shop. Because you were saying earlier you picked up quite a lot of interesting tips.
I'll have some more cask wine and that'll come out really nice. So I went along and I had Hugo strapped in, bribed him with some sweets. Yeah, so I basically, she was like the Darren Brown of boobs. I just said, I need a new bra, and she just gave me a bit of a look and then brought a series of bras that fit me beautifully. She just could tell. I was surprised. She was telling me that, you know, she has this really amazing kind of intimate relationship with women, that they come to the shop and then all of a sudden they're naked in her. And some do. She said, oh, just get undressed. And she's thinking they're just going to take their top off. She opened the curtain and the lady was just in her pants. It's like, not so necessary. Just your bra. She was telling me about how, you know, how to fit properly and how it needs to be flush there and straight at the back. Because most people have got a cup that's too small and a back that's too big. And so they'll overcompensate by tightening the straps, and then you get that lovely indentation in your shoulders where that heavy look.
The hot cross bun look.
Yeah, very nice. And so you get that nice indentation. And she was saying that if you have the smaller cup size, then some of your breast tissue can start leaking out the side and you get a permanent flap.
Oh, nobody wants leaky flaps.
No, they want a flappy, like four boobs.
Lovely.
Four boobs, good.
Yeah, twice as good. Two for one. But she was saying that doctors refer patients to see her because they've got back pain or whatever because their bras haven't been fitted properly.
Really?
Yeah, so you need to get a proper bra, ladies, as I'm hopeless. I haven't got one for ages and they were just getting too grey and too smelly and too rough. Now I've got my size properly. I was about four sizes out, so yeah. Poor old boobies. One of the things that I thought was really interesting is that I said, I'm just a mother at home. I'll just take two plain bras, sort of playing it down. And she said, no, buy something really sexy and extravagant. No one needs to know that you're wearing fabulous.
Said the lady who sells bras for a living, Helen.
You're the thinker, Ellie.
Have you
you're
the thinker.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
She is magical.
Can I say her on the podcast?
Yeah.
She's from the Fitting Studio in Forest Hill in London. And she said, people come to her from around the area,
around London.
London. She's fabulous.
So what did you go for? Did you go for, you know, lace peephole?
No, I went, I've got a sensible white.
Very pretty.
Oh,
I've got that same.
You've got that one. Very nice. Yes. Snap. Booby bingo.
I've got a very plain Marks and Spencer.
That's very nice.
Embellishments, adornments.
No.
Just the plain t-shirt bra. There you go.
Hello, fellas. Yeah, we're all just showing off.
Yeah.
Showing each other our bras. It's got to that point after two cast wines. But I thought that was actually a good point. Like,
should have probably drawn the curtains now, I think.
Hello, Ellie's neighbours. But it is interesting that because I'm so used to being dowdy and downplaying, you know, wearing my H&M leggings and my Uniqlo top that I figure that I need to have a daggy bra, but I could have something quite naughty and sexy underneath.
Well, I went to Marks and Spencer's and I got fitted properly there and the lady was like, oh, we've got someone in training. Do you mind if they come in? So I had two ladies. So it was
one for each boob.
Yeah, one of them sort of going, that's it. Now just put it round there. Now just flop them in there and like... Basically, bra experience, work experience, bra fitting. It was a bit weird, but yeah, I tried. They were really good, and they bought me all these. And I kind of wanted quite a sexy posh bra, but none of those fitted properly.
Right.
And in the end, it was the value £2 for £16 that
very
were the
nice.
Best fit. And I was like, well, you know,
there we
I'm
go.
Married now. You know, my life is over anyway. So it's fine.
But yeah, what I found funny about the bra lady, she said. I said, oh, you know, do you always have to wear a good bra? You know, what kind of impact does that have? And she said, look, with breastfeeding, some go up, some get bigger, some get smaller. And she said, look, sometimes she gets teenagers come in and their boobs are atrocious. Well, you know, a 60-year-old will come in and she has amazing boobs. And she said a lot of it's down to genetics. And they're all going to head south anyway, whether we breastfeed or not.
Oh, is that right?
And
they're going, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to stay up forever. And also, I think they said pregnancy has the greatest effect on boobs anyway because of all the hormones and they balloon up and all that sort of thing. So and skin sagging and stuff.
Would you ever have a boob job, Jessie, like if you had the money?
I would avoid any surgery if at all possible, so no. Would you?
No, I don't think I would. But then I've had, because I always feel like no, I wouldn't have cosmetic surgery. Then I've had my teeth done. That's sort of cosmetic surgery, isn't it?
I love your teeth story.
Oh yeah.
That's so good. That's another time.
Yeah, no, I have my teeth done. I'll put it in now and I might cut it out later. Because a few years ago, I always had very sort of, I wasn't happy with the front of my teeth and I was doing work on camera and stuff and I was like, I'm going to get my teeth fixed. So I went and I had like, I can't remember what they're called now, like veneers put on my teeth, right? So what they do is they file down your real teeth into like little sort of Dracula points, right?
And, I'm gonna wear my pants. This is so funny.
And then they put the porcelain veneers on. Now we got to the filing down bit, and she filed them all down. And I really needed a wee, so I said, "I'm really sorry, because it takes hours, right? I'm really sorry. I need the loo." And she said, "Okay, just go in the bathroom. I will suggest though that you don't look in the mirror." And I said, "Okay." And I went and I did a wee, and of course I forgot what she'd said. And I looked up above the sink, and there was this terrifying child vampire. staring. It was like the weird doll thing out of the Twilight films. It was just like, it was the most horrible, frightening thing I've ever seen. And it's an image that will stay with me forever. So there we are. Not really boob related, but a fun story. That's it.
Lovely to share.
Yeah, that's what Helen and I say to each other before we go on stage. And teeth. And now whenever I say that to her, she'll have that image in her mind.
You and vampire teeth.
So.
Yeah. Well, teeth is another thing about breastfeeding too, isn't it? If we're talking about boobs and teeth, is that you do get bitten if you keep breastfeeding past 6 months.
They're like dog toys, aren't they?
They are. They just get munched away.
Well, I had two quite different experiences. My first daughter, I once screamed when she bit me and she never bit me again.
Mm.
And my second daughter found it absolutely hilarious every time I screamed, so did it more.
Oh, I remember Hugo just sort of looking at me sideways and going, unk. And then he would, yeah, but he would breastfeed and you kind of get lulled. You like watching the telly or something, having a glass of wine while you're breastfeeding because I'm classy like that. And then he'd just give me a little nip, just to nip on the nip while I was having a nip of wine. The triple nip. Trip nip.
Okay. Johnny spent about 10 minutes this morning going, look at my nipples. Where's your nipple? Look at my nipples. So weird.
Oh, they love nipples though, don't they?
They love a nipple. Yeah, absolutely.
My daughters have tried to breastfeed one another.
Oh! It's got to that time of the night. Yeah, it's funny when you watch kids, they'll start breastfeeding their dolls and
absolutely.
Things like that.
It was
quite
yeah.
cute. And
but the one another was a little bit weird.
Yeah, okay.
I
don't know if you should cut that out.
No, that's staying in, my friend. That is
no edit on that one.
Okay. Well, I feel like that's an appropriate point to move on, don't you, Helen?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
So what's next, Ellie?
Well, it's time for our special sort of expert-related section.
Oh, ask the expert. So we have Jessie in today because she's a health visitor and she's a lecturer and she's just all very... experty, really.
She's very experty. I've often talked about her.
Can we ask you some questions?
You may.
Lovely. Top up your wine. So what are your top tips for breastfeeding, Jessie?
Getting support is so important. Having your family on board as well, mm-hmm. and knowing that you have someone you can call where it's not going just as you'd like.
Mm.
I think for those first early days, avoid having hundreds of visitors and stay in bed with your baby. And loads and loads of cultures all around the world have this rule of your first 30 days where you stay at home and you do nothing except sit there with your baby and other people bring you food. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I did that for about 6 months. Just played Candy Crush and breastfed. It was brilliant.
Oh. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But one way to do it is to have a nice warm bath.
Yeah.
And have your baby in the bath with you. So the idea is you're kind of mimicking that nice warm room environment and let your baby have that skin-to-skin contact, and quite often they will manage to latch on themselves in the bath.
Oh, that's great.
Now, obviously, good tip. You do need to be careful not to drown your baby.
Well, again, that's one of life's general sort of...
That's,
you know,
why she's here. She's the expert. Look at that. Don't drown your baby. You've heard this first on Scummy Mummies.
How many years of university did you do to become a nurse?
That is invaluable advice. Advice, even. Advice, good. More wine, Helen, more wine. So, Jessie's top tips: keep your baby alive. Nailed it.
So, as a health visitor and a nurse, what are the things you get asked about most by people who are struggling with breastfeeding?
I think it's around, you know, is my baby getting enough milk? Mm-hmm. That's definitely a number one. And a lot of people will try and express milk to see how much they can manage to express, and it's bears no relationship to how much your baby is feeding whatsoever. So it's a bit of a futile.
So babies won't just drink as long as it's there. They'll just drink what they need. Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Babies will drink what they need, and then they tend to come off on their own.
Yeah.
So if that's not happening, if your baby is staying there for hours and hours and hours on end, that's often a sign that there's something not quite right going on with where your baby's latching on or the positioning. And this is a time where it gets some support, because having somebody face to face watching a feed is so, so useful to kind of go, actually, if you just move about 2 millimeters that way, it will make a difference. And it's incredible how actually tiny changes do make that difference. Mm-hmm. But just if your baby is weeing and pooing and seems quite settled, and obviously if they're gaining weight, that is a sign that they're getting enough milk. You don't need to worry about how much you can express, because it doesn't bear any relationship to how much your baby can actually feed on the breast.
Oh, that is a good tip.
When I was breastfeeding, I had this app on my phone, right, called Milk Monitor, and it's a really cute little app. And what it is it's got two buttons, L and R, for left and right boobs. Mm. And when you start breastfeeding, you press like start, and it's like a little timer. And so I got a bit, okay, I'll admit, I got a bit obsessed with it. Helen's looking at me like...
She's so OCD. She's so... I know where this is going, because I've got other friends who are OCD, and they give you a bloody weekly chart about how much things
Seriously.
And you can... Jesus Christ.
And so it was starting out to make sure that I was switching between the left and the right boob, because once I've sort of forgot to do it, and I got mastitis. Again, I hope you're enjoying this, gents.
Spread it on your toes.
But yeah, so I got sort of obsessed with keeping the balance right in both boobs. But then I became obsessed with, like, I had a daily, like, readout of exactly how long I breastfed on each boob. And I emailed it to my friend Ollie. He was just like, I don't want to know.
This is a woman who is a professional gamer. So, you know, I can understand your fascination with next level. Come on, Charlie, I've got to beat yesterday's score.
It was like World of Warcraft for boobs. It was amazing. Oh. Jessie, do you think that's taking it too far?
I feel so bad.
I want to be punished. Don't feel bad. I'll get the whip out later. But I think a lot of parents really want to know how much they're giving their child. Mm. And I've been to see lots and lots of people who have kept really detailed diaries or used apps or whatever. And I have to say, for me, I've just been impressed, because the idea of doing anything involving having to write down all time or think about anything when I had a newborn baby was just completely beyond me. So I'd say whatever works for you.
Okay.
Oh, well done.
I might dig it out. I might put it on the website if I can find it. Because it had a little Facebook button, so you could Facebook your baby, which I did draw the line at. I was like, that is probably too much, but I might put one up if I can.
I once had this advice about expressing milk, because, you know, you put on a little bit of weight after you have a kid, and someone said, just express the milk for weight loss.
Oh, really?
Yes. Do breastfeed your baby for the baby and express for you.
I've not heard that one before.
Yeah. Are there foods that we should eat or shouldn't eat, and alcohol? Yes, no, maybe. How much?
Okay, I'll start on the foods. I know everyone tells you what you should and shouldn't eat when you're pregnant. That doesn't apply when you're breastfeeding. It's fine. You can eat what you want. There is no evidence that what you eat or drink has any impact on your breast milk. That said, if you have a really unsettled, colicky, whingy baby, it may be worth trying to eliminate certain food groups to see if it makes a difference. The most common is actually lactose. They think that sometimes they think that their colic symptoms are actually babies intolerant to the lactose in milk. And so you could do a trial of 2 weeks, no more, of cutting out dairy products to see if that makes a difference.
I know, yeah, again, I know people for whom they swear by that and they said it worked for them personally. I was like, no cheese? Are you serious?
Oh,
I can't
God,
get through
chocolate.
An hour without a Dairy League triangle. Good grief.
But there's no conclusive evidence. And certainly other people will say onions, you can't have broccoli or cauliflower.
Yeah,
again, fizzy
that.
Drinks,
yeah.
Caffeine. I've heard just about everything mentioned that you should or shouldn't have to eat or drink while you're breastfeeding, and there is no evidence for it.
What about curry and spicy foods? Can that?
Nope, again, no evidence for it. Although lots of people will say that their baby has been more unsettled after they've had a curry. So,
what about cigars?
It's
gin,
the kind of
heroin.
Well, certainly drugs can definitely go through the breast milk.
Okay.
So that
oh,
is not
that's
advisable.
I wish I'd known that.
Yeah. Top tips again. Don't
that
drown your baby. Don't take drugs.
The Breastfeeding Network actually has a really, really good page all about drug interactions and breastfeeding. Because I know people have said, I've got to have dental treatment. I'm on this medication. Can I breastfeed? And quite often there are alternatives available. Yeah, there are some antibiotics that you really shouldn't have when you're breastfeeding. But that talk to your doctor, check out the Breastfeeding Network, because they do have information about alternatives. Going on to cigars and cigarettes, it doesn't go in through your breast
milk. Wasn't really a serious question.
But, yeah, the smell's probably going to put your baby off.
What about pipes?
Moving on to alcohol.
Oh, yes, please.
Again, there's lots and lots of different research about this. Some doctors say you shouldn't drink any alcohol whatsoever when you're breastfeeding. Some people say the odd glass of wine might actually boost your milk production. Mm. The Breastfeeding Network had a study which said that your blood alcohol level is equivalent to your milk alcohol level.
Okay.
So there's no evidence that you should pump and dump. So a lot of people do this whole idea of pumping and dumping, and that's not there. It's roughly one unit of alcohol per hour. So if you had a glass of wine and then you didn't breastfeed for 4 hours, there wouldn't be alcohol in your breast milk.
Right.
The Breastfeeding Network, the research that I read, their state was if you get to the point where you are sick or you feel sick after drinking alcohol, you probably shouldn't breastfeed for at least 12 hours.
Right. That's information.
That makes sense.
But there is now, popularised in America, you can now get these little sticks. I think they're kind of similar to your breathalysing things for alcohol, that you can get these little sticks where you squirt some milk onto them and they tell you whether or not you should feed your baby.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds great. Do you get like a happy face or a sad face? A happy face holding a cocktail or like with like a Lucozade. That sounds brilliant.
There was actually a ice cream shop in London that produced breast milk ice cream.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, and it was called Baby Gaga, and you could have it. You could have this breast milk. It was £14, right? And you got a scoop of this breast milk ice cream, and you could have with it a shot of Calpol or Bongella.
I know, hilarious. Oh. And it was served. It's served with a rusk.
Oh, that's it.
Gross. Anyway, but they did take it off the shelves because they were unsure of the hygiene. But they said they had, you know, homogenised or pasteurised or whatever.
I'd eat that though. I mean, I'm quite a foodie and I have quite low standards. I'd eat that. Would you eat that?
Yeah, I'd give it a go. Have you tried breast milk, Ellie?
Funnily enough, Helen, I have.
Yes, Ellie has tried my breast milk.
Jesus, did you latch on properly?
It was expressed.
Pretended I had a tongue tie.
I think it was when Rosie was really small and it was in the fridge and you thought it would be absolutely hilarious to try some.
I think it was a party at your house and someone at that party, who shall remain nameless, a man, was having a go at you for breastfeeding. Sort of semi-ironically, but like in your own house, which I was outraged by. And I said, you know, come on, there's nothing wrong with it. And there was a bottle of breast milk floating around for some reason. And I think my husband Pete said, yeah, I'll have a go. And he drank some and I drank some.
Oh, God, what kind of parties do you have? Honestly, Jessie, health professional. But no, we're
very, you know, we were saying this before we pressed record that we all drink breast milk every day. For those of us who drink cow's milk or goat's milk or whatever, that we are drinking milk from a breast. That's where that's where milk comes from, apart from your soy milk. I have to say in that voice.
In fact, the tea I served you earlier, ladies, had my own breast milk in it.
I
froze some from back in the day, and I just pop an ice cube in, and it cools the tea down. At the
very
same
nice.
Time.
I thought it had a bit of a zing,
yeah,
a bit of a tang.
I do remember drinking your breast milk, Jessie. There's a sentence I don't say. And I remember it tasted a little bit melony and slightly gritty.
I thought you told me it tasted like cabbage.
Maybe it was cabbagey. Maybe that was another time.
I don't know. That was a different vintage.
Yeah. Have you drunk your own breast milk, ladies?
I sorry, I'm just choking on my own breast milk now. No, I did try it because someone said, no, do try it because it's very sweet, and that's why the kids dig it. I just did a bit of an espresso. But it's funny, I've seen a friend who was a stay-at-home dad that he used to give a little nip before serving it to the kid just to see if it was all right. And he must have consumed quite a lot in the 6 months that he was a stay-at-home dad, because the mum would be amazing. She'd pump the baby... Pump the baby? Excuse me. She would pump her breast.
Like a bicycle pump.
Yeah. Burp the baby. Was it hands or breasts? she would pump her breast before she went to work, and then at work, and then when she got home and everything. And yeah, he'd give a little swig, but he didn't think of anything of it. But when I was at his house, I was like, okay, little some for daddy, some for baby.
I can't actually remember tasting it. I'm sure I must have done at some point. I don't remember.
It was quite nice. It wasn't horrible, but it is a bit weird. I wouldn't drink my own wee. I do have standards.
I did have this idea for a drinking game, right? Because have you ever played this game called Mystery Shots with film canisters? Right, so do you remember, like, with old cameras?
Yeah.
Old now, but, you know, and you get the little plastic, they're like shot glasses, basically, but they're black plastic. So I went to a party once, and there was this game where this guy got a tray full of film canisters, and he put different drinks in each one. So some were just water, some were gin, some were absinthe, some were, like, really horrible concoctions. And the game was that you had to take a thing and you didn't know what was in it.
Yeah.
Hilarious, obviously, when you're 25 and you're at a party. And I had this idea for a similar game called White Russian Roulette. Where you get 12 film canisters and you fill 11 of them with White Russian, very delicious cocktail, I'm sure you'd agree, and then one with breast milk.
Yeah.
And then everybody at the party has to drink it and you don't know. And it never caught on.
No.
Strangely.
No.
Yeah, nobody would play it with me.
White Russian Roulette.
I play that game.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So listeners out there, would you play that game? Maybe not.
Perhaps for the Christmas special, we'll have a game of White Russian Roulette.
Maybe. Has anyone got any breast milk?
Can anyone donate a film canister full of breast milk?
Yeah.
That'd be really... Jessie looks like she's actually going to be sick.
She is. Sorry, Jessie. Jessie, we're taking your time away from your children to make you listen to this sick information.
Right. Well, I think that's enough expert talk. I think that was, you know, that was highbrow enough, really. Mm. I think we've really
explored the issues and... We've revealed so much. Bra sizes, don't drown babies. It's the hard hitting facts.
That's it. It's
that's
really
why
happened.
You come to us, dear listeners, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Who needs GPs?
Okay, it's time now for our regular feature, Scummy Mummy Confessions. And this week it's a bit of a Scummy Mummy Confessions special.
Mm.
But we'll explain why in a minute. First of all, Jessie, as our guest, would you like to share your Scummy Mummy Confession to kick us off?
I can share mine. It was my children's school disco last night, and my daughter insisted on wearing a dress that had all the buttons on the back fallen off, so her back was completely naked. And it also had a rather suspicious looking brown stain on the bottom, which
classy.
Was either Nutella or paint, I think.
You're going to say for the purposes of this podcast.
And I could not persuade her to try anything else on, so I just had to let her go to the disco.
So is it like a little hospital gown?
She did look like she was in a hospital gown.
Oh, classy, scummy, in fact. Well done, Jessie.
Was this Megan or Rosie?
This was Megan.
And Megan is how old?
She's four.
Oh, nice. Bless you, Megan. My lovely goddaughter, Megan. I do you know what, actually, I'm so proud that she's my goddaughter. Exactly. You go your own way, Megan. Good for you.
Like
you wear
Cindy,
what you like.
Cindy Lauper, fashion forward. She's wonderful.
That's right.
So, Ellie, so we have a plethora of Scummy Mummies confessions, and this is not just from you emailing us, dear listener. No, at our live show, we had people giving us their own Scummy Mummies confessions. So we've got literally 20.
Basically, we've got material for the next 6 podcasts.
That's it. That's it. From your own fine handwriting.
So what we did was we gave every person in the audience a pen and a card, and we asked them to write down their Scummy Mummy confessions, which they very obligingly did. So yeah, we've got a whole stack of them. And honestly, we were a bit nervous, weren't we, about doing it in the show?
Yeah, yeah. It was the great unknown. We thought, look, we won't write a full show.
Yeah. Why would we write another 10 minutes of so-called jokes? I'm using air quotes here, people. Why would I write 10 minutes of jokes when I can just get, you know, friends?
Why rehearse for an
members?
Hour when we can rehearse for 40 and drink for 20 during the rehearsal period?
The audience totally came through, and honestly, the Scummy Mummy confessions were better than we could have possibly dreamed of. So we thought we'd share some of our favourites with you now.
Yeah, because my Scummy Mummy confession this week is too scummy to record. I was so revolting that my mother nearly disowned me. So, hi, Mum. Thanks for listening. Hope you're safe back in Australia now. So my first one was, one of the mums in the audience said she used a wipe that she just used on a child's bottom to blow the other child's nose.
Oh!
Classy lady. Oh, nice. We won't use the names. We're not going to use the names.
No, well, a lot of them didn't write names on. Funny that.
Yeah.
And then we publicly shame them, but it's fine. We won't do that on the podcast. And then someone wrote on this one, they just wrote 3 words. Sun licked toilet.
Nice.
Nice. And then what I like about this as well, I think they started to write another one because they wrote underneath, don't always, and then crossed it out. What don't you always do?
We will never know.
Don't always feed them. Don't always remember their names. I'm intrigued. So if that was you, if you're listening now, sun licked toilet person, please tell us what you don't always do. I'm fascinated.
Toilet. That's another show, really.
That's it.
I've got another one here, which was hilarious. She said, this lovely mother, my daughter was getting used to the idea of potty training. I thought I smelt a poo, so I sat her down on a front step of someone's house, realised it was a huge diarrhoea runny poo, quickly changed her undies and left someone with a pooey front step.
Oh,
I actually know who this is. Don't I, Mel? But I remember that from the show. Oh, and that was in the same vein as the person who said the child did a poo on the train and left a big pooey smear, and they just got a newspaper and put it and blamed it on the man next to them.
That's right. They pretended it was an old man.
We've all put newspaper over a poo, but anyway, good. Oh. They were a good lot. Have you got one, Jessie?
Could you read this one out for us yet?
My child put a piece of food in the cupboard, found it 3 months later, ate it, then sicked up in the same cupboard, and I found it many months later.
That is a triple whammy. That's a hat trick of sick right there.
That's like vintage scum, really,
isn't it? Lovely. Oof.
Anyway, so that's the level of audience that we had.
That's it.
Our live show.
And then we had stored gin in a baby bottle to sneak it into a festival and almost fed it to my son.
Oh,
that was a nice one.
That really isn't funny.
Like, we had a similar one, didn't we? Someone had put wine in a Tommy Tippy cup, hadn't they, or something, and they got to get into a concert.
Yeah, put wine in their child's drink bottle and took it into a concert. See, these are tips. These are the top tips
for
parenting.
These are our people.
Thank you, ladies and gents, for your scumminess. That was great.
Just before we go, I did want to... I haven't got the card here, but I can remember it because the image of it is etched so vividly in my mind. So we had, like, I think my favourite confession on the first night we did from the audience was this lady who said she went to a wedding, and it's relevant to the theme as well, so I think she went to a wedding and she pumped and dumped, like you do, but then she couldn't be bothered to go and get a glass of water even though she was quite thirsty, so she drank a glass of her own breast milk.
Oh, bless.
Oh! That was my favorite. Was that your favorite?
Yeah, that was great because it was sort of like she'd been drinking.
Yeah.
She was at a wedding. She couldn't be asked. Look, all the themes of a scummy mummy. Lazy, drunk, scummy. It was great.
If I remember, that was the lovely Yasmina, wasn't it?
Yasmina.
I'm going to name her because I think she should be proud of it. So thank you, Yasmina, so much. thank you so much for making that show better than we ever could have.
Yeah, and we should say thank you to our husbands, because they came on the Saturday night, and a lot of the show was based on them and their husbanding.
The animal husbandry. No, that's weird.
Yeah, so they took it in good humour when we slagged them off.
Thanks for not leaving us. That's what we're saying.
We are still married.
So I think that's kind of it, really.
Yeah, we've talked tits.
We certainly have.
We've blabbered on about boobs.
Boob talk.
That's a professional at work, ladies and gents. Boob talk.
Jessie, thank you so much for coming. And I know I joked about we couldn't get anyone else, and that's only partially true. No, it's been lovely having you. And I do hope you will become a regular fixture of the podcast. Would you like to be a regular guest? Would you like to be our first regular?
My pleasure.
We will bribe you again with wine and hummus.
Excellent.
So thank you very much for listening. And as always, you can contact us via facebook.com/scummymummiespodcast or email
scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com.
Smooth.
Very smooth. And our Twitter is @scummymummies.
That's right.
Short and snappy.
That's enough.
I'm hungry.
Let's have some soup. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Jessie, for being on the podcast. And, you know, thank you, Helen, for being you.
I'm very good at being me, Ellie, and thank you for being you. Aww. We're all just going to show each other's bras now, so let you get on with your day.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.